Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 7 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. We are back and back from spring break. We hope everyone had an amazing spring break, and we are ready to dive in to all of the things that have happened over the past 2 weeks. We're going to be talking about our brand new driver pyramid. We're going to be going over the Australia track and circuit for this weekend, and we're going to be going over race stats and, of course, you know, all of the drama that's been happening. So let's get into it. We're going to start off with our driver pyramid first. So, obviously, we know that the news hit that Carlos had appendicitis. If you don't know what appendicitis is, it's just your appendix, and that's where a bunch of, like, bacteria filters through your body, and then if it can, like, I don't know, get infected, and then it can rupture, and if it ruptures, then, like, all that bacteria goes throughout your body, and you can get septic and then die. And you're like, how do you know all this? My brother had appendicitis and had to get his appendix removed. And
you're just an expert.
Yeah, so that was really funny because I was like, oh my gosh, like, Carlos has appendicitis, which I was devastated. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, he's not going to be able to race this weekend. Like, I'm so sad.
I'm surprised he even did practice.
Even did practice because also you don't realize, like, how much pressure is actually on the drivers, like, when they're driving. The pressure, the force, like, literally – everything is insane. I'm surprised it didn't rupture while he was driving. And the amount of pain that he was probably in is, like, insane. That shouldn't go unnoticed on his part for, like, how much pain he had to endure to just do practice. Not only that, but then he came back the next day after getting surgery. My brother, after getting his appendix out, sat in bed, I think, for, like, a few days before, like, getting up and, like, starting to walk around, and he would complain, be like, oh, I'm
peep
so
that
sore.
One video of Carlos limping through the paddock.
There's one meme that's like me walking out of the
Red
Ferrari,
Bull with the car.
Oh, there, yeah, oh my gosh, so funny. I just felt bad because I was like, that just shows how much he cares for not only his team, but just for.
Oh. Did you know he was talking Ollie through the race?
Yes.
I didn't find that out till later. I thought that was so sweet.
It's so sweet. And yes, the fact that he came there not only to support Ollie, but to support his team after he got his appendix taken out, like, that shows a lot of who he is.
Oh, yeah.
So I appreciated that a lot. And obviously, like, I was devastated that he wasn't there. But we did have
our makeshift Ollie.
We did have to make an Ollie, and that is Carlos, but it's just Ollie's name on it. We still love you, Carlos. But We thought Ollie deserved first because, yes, Max gets first always. So we had to give it to Ollie because Ollie was driver of the day. And not only that, but he is 18 years old. And
he moved up 4 positions.
Did better than drivers who have been driving for years.
He beat half the grid with only one race, which is shocking.
Shocking, and we're so proud of him because, I mean, we like to say that we know a lot of, like, the F2, F3 drivers, F4 drivers, and then seeing them, we've supported Ollie, like, I think ever since we, like, found out about him, and especially Kimmy, too, and then after he, like, made his debut, and when I found out the news that he was going to be taking Carlos' seat, I was so happy.
Oh, same. I was hoping it was going to be Arthur, but I mean, it worked out because he had pole in F2.
So that's why he got the chance to drive, which...
Yep.
I'm just so happy. He did so good. So good. I was expecting there was going to be bad things happening. But
same.
No, he pushed through it and he did so well. And we're just so proud of him. Obviously, Max did very well too.
We just are so proud of Max. We just can't even express
our
feelings.
Not as big of a lead as Bahrain, but still very good.
So embarrassing.
And then Checo stays in third because
he was 13 seconds behind Max.
But still... Charles deserved, he did good.
He did amazing. I'm so proud of him.
Okay, all right, he did good. We put Oscar at 5th because Oscar at 4th.
Yeah.
Which he finished 4th, which was very good. Very proud of him. We put Lando there because...
There's a lot happening with Lando.
Number one, he was race leader.
Yeah.
For a minute.
But starting out, he did jump start.
He did jump start.
Luckily, FIA had nothing to say about it.
Yeah, so... He got out of that unscathed. We put Fernando there because Fernando is just amazing. He just is living life. But he did get overtaken a lot, which I was like, bro, like, what are you doing?
It's definitely the Aston. We'll get to Lance later.
Okay.
Shortly.
George, or not George. Lewis, we put Lewis above George because Lewis has just been looking a little too fine lately. And
George was being, as you said, a tattletale.
George has been being a tattletale because he tattled on Lando, which, like, obviously he was starting beside him, so, like, I would tattle too, but he'd just, tattletale's good to go there, so tattletale was there. And you're probably wondering, like, girls, like, Lance literally crashed, like, why is he up so high? I just felt that it wasn't him, it was the car.
He was being iconic. He was serving while crashing into the wall.
Yeah, unfortunately we can't quote what he said.
Go listen to the radio because it won't disappoint.
His radio was just iconic. Like,
no, he can't bring the car back.
No. Like, what are you talking about?
Why would you even ask
that? Why would you even ask that? So he goes there. We put Kevin there. If you're listening, we're like, Kevin got a 20-second penalty. Kevin literally was defending Nico for his life. And I think Kevin, like, not to disregard Nico's driving, but...
Disregard it.
I'm sorry. Disregard it. Not to disregard his driving. I just think he was the main reason that Haas scored their first point.
Their 1 point.
Of the season, not ever.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Sorry, Gunther.
Yeah.
It's because he left.
Yeah, that's true. They're just going to be bad now.
Okay. Moving on. Moving on to Alex. Alex is well.
I don't.
Alex is fine.
I have nothing to say about that.
Logan.
Danny Rick is before Logan.
No.
Oh, were we supposed to switch that?
Logan did so good. Okay. P14, and he was only lapped once. He deserves a trophy. I know.
Okay.
Danny Rick did nothing special.
I know. Logan. He just is looking so good. So we put him before
Logan. Okay. I can't get behind that.
Okay. Nico, again, he
scored a point.
He scored a point. Like, great job. I'm so proud of him.
He deserves a pat on the back.
Go. So we put him there. So great.
Esteban
didn't really do anything special either.
I don't.
He just was there because that's where he placed.
Yeah, 13th. Oh, okay.
Yuki, when does he not have an attitude? But this just specifically, he was just having a very bad attitude, and especially towards Danny Rick. Like, it wasn't Danny Rick's fault that they were like,
I love their beef.
You're always on my left, and right now you're getting on my last nerve.
Switch!
That was what was going on.
I was just about to say that. That's scary. Okay, Mullet Man. I don't know if we have a lot to say about it.
Steak didn't do anything special last week.
But when do they, really?
Never. They never cook. Drake is probably so mad that he invested in that team.
Oh, he must be. You know who's even more mad?
Who?
Ryan Reynolds and Travis Kelce, because Pierre DNF, gearbox exploded.
That's so true.
Like, the car was flipping out.
Esteban did okay, so it's fine. Okay, Joe, I'm pretty positive Joe crashed before qualifying. He didn't crash in qualifying because his car was, his car was, like, being fixed during qualifying, and I was like, oh my gosh, is he going to be able to go out? But he did.
Yeah.
So it was good.
He didn't serve.
But that crash was, like, it just, like, was, like, I was like, oh.
I don't even know if they did. They show it?
Mm-hmm. Because I was watching.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing.
I was like, Joe just crashed. Poor Joe.
You know what I do remember?
What?
A core memory.
What's a core memory?
Ollie being 0.01 away from knocking Lewis out of Q2.
That's really true.
Like, I can't. We're just so happy for him. We were his supporters when he was still underground
before he gained.
Now he has a million followers. And
guys, did we tell you that he viewed our story?
I don't think we did.
Well okay, so yeah. We tagged him in our stories
when he got promoted to reserve driver
for Ferrari, and we tagged him and Timo B, and he viewed the story. And when I tell you, I was sitting in the car and I was looking through the story views. And when I tell you, I screamed and my mom was like, what is going on? And I was like, Ollie Bearman just viewed our story. I was like, and I called her immediately and I was like, go look at our story.
Yeah, I was in the mall and I was like screaming and my cousin was like, shut up. What are you doing?
But that was like the greatest day of my life.
I still.
Oh, Leandro!
Leandro! He's done with this. We both like jumped.
It's okay. He can sit here. Anyways,
our newest podcast guest,
Leandro, please join. So what do you think? What do you think about all of this?
How did you escape the penalty from the jump start?
He warned us.
He tried to tell us. And no one listened.
But I was so excited when Ollie viewed our story. Because you wouldn't expect it. But actually, like, if you tag them and stuff, like, they will sometimes see it.
I know. I was shocked.
I was so shocked.
It's like, I'll never forget it.
Never forget it. That's such a core memory.
It is. Yes. Truly.
Well, Jetta was good. It was nothing very much like...
It's been too long.
It's like, it's weird adjusting. And then also it being a Saturday race again. Like, this weekend, I was like... Hey, so, like, we're going to watch the race on Saturday again. I'm just so backwards right now. And she was like, a Sunday race.
It's actually the worst times ever because it's Australia and they have, like, a 9-hour time difference to America.
But I kind of like it when it's later and not waking up.
You want to get up at 2 a.m. or stay up till 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just so pumped to watch practice at like.
Listen, I'd rather two to three. I'd rather stay up, and then like wake up at like 5.
That makes no sense. Yeah, yeah. I also wouldn't go to sleep and then wake up at 2.
No, I can never. I would not wake up.
Like,
I would
have been at like 10 and like wake up.
Yeah, no, that's not possible for me.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
No. So I honestly like it. Well, like even like China is like an insane. Like that's like its horrible schedule. I'm gonna be like dead the entire
week. Japan's like the same as Australia.
Yeah. Speaking of Australia, we're gonna go over the track a little bit, like we've done with Bahrain and Jeddah. It's Albert Park Circuit is its official name, and it's a temporary track. And Sergio Checo, aka Checo, he had the lap record, which that was last year. I know, last year, so it's new.
Okay.
And we're pretty sure, didn't Lewis make his debut?
Oh, yeah. F1 posted on their Instagram, they said, in 2007, Lewis made
his
debut for McLaren in Melbourne. He got a podium, too.
Okay, was I alive? Yeah, I was, like, a few months old.
That's crazy.
Okay. And its first Grand Prix was in 1996, so obviously neither of us was born. And
obviously
it's a temporary track, and it's and sometimes needs to be improved just a little bit, like every track.
My goodness, that just reminded me, I don't know how.
Okay.
2022, Charles had his first Grand Slam at Australia. Fastest lap, led every single lap, period. Pole and quali, first in the race. I just am praying that we can see that again.
Okay.
Do you think it will happen?
Maybe. I just hope Carlos is like...
No, I love Carlos. I love Ferrari.
Just hope Carlos does well.
What about a Ferrari 2-3? I have to exclude one. I can't.
That's not a number anymore. No. That's literally his number anyways.
Only for Singapore.
I can't even say his name. If there's another Singapore, like, rehappen this year, he wins again.
Oh, wait, that was Qatar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would be really happy with Max doing bad.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I can't even say the positive version.
No, which is Carlos. Oh my gosh. Really good.
Lando.
Yeah.
Lando, how did it feel to have a Carlando podium in Singapore?
How did it feel embracing Carlos?
For like the 50 billionth time.
But that reminds me.
Who was third?
Who cares?
We had our Carlando podium. That's all we can ask for.
That reminds me. If you'll let me talk. You have the floor, miss.
My dad bought a Red Bull hat. And
illegal.
He is a McLaren stan. Like, when we go to Miami, he is going to be dressed in head to toe, like, orange, like, the papaya. And he has this, like, there's this golfer that had, like, this whole orange collection with Puma, like, orange and white.
Ricky Fowler!
Yes, my dad has that entire collection. Yeah. And he'll wear some of that to the race because it's the same color. It's like papaya.
I'm so happy. I love when worlds collide.
I know.
It makes me so happy.
She's a golfer.
Yeah. But If you couldn't tell.
But I walked in the door, and there was a Red Bull hat sitting on the mantle. And I was like, who betrayed me like
this? I didn't know it was your dad.
No, he bought it. But it was your brother. It's because my youngest brothers are bandwagons, and they were just like, we like Red Bull. And I was like, you like Red Bull because they're winning. And they were like, yeah, so what? And I was like, you're literally not loyal.
I called them fake.
That is fake. Like, don't... Like, I get it. If you're a Red Bull fan, be a Red Bull fan. But they're...
Most of them are, like, Seb and, like yeah. Mark and them.
Which is great. Like, be a Red Bull fan. But they're Red Bull fans because Red Bull is winning right now. And I was like... what? My dad likes McLaren because orange is his favorite color.
That's the same thing. They're in the same boat.
But, like, McLaren's not winning right now. So, like,
that's, like, me saying...
I like Ferrari because I like red.
Ferrari because they're hot.
That's true. But
that's not true. I don't like Ferrari because they're hot. I like Ferrari
because
the drivers happen to be hot.
I'm a Ferrari fan.
My dad is always... I'm hoping that's not the reason he started liking them.
My main point is, like, you'll tell people that you like F1, they're like, oh, you like F1 just because of the drivers. Like, yes. All of these drivers are beautiful. Most.
All? Exclude?
Never mind. We're going to say everyone has their different types. Like, we're not going to exclude anyone's favorite drivers.
Exactly. They're all unique in their own ways.
Yeah, they all are. So, like, yes. Like, that is a reason that I like the sport, because they're all beautiful. And, like, I am very happy that my favorite driver is at Ferrari, because I am a Ferrari fan.
Not for very long.
But wherever Carlos goes,
Can't even talk about bandwagon.
How?
You're going to be a bandwagon Audi fan.
Because Carlos is my favorite driver.
That's called bandwagon.
But I'm following Carlos, so, like, how's that bandwagon?
Speaking of which, who's going to be the second seat at Audi?
Kimmy.
Oh, my goodness.
Or Ollie.
That reminds
or
me.
Or Arthur.
I keep getting, like, light bulb moments. Kimmy is probably, I don't want to say isn't. Probably isn't Mercedes' number one choice, because Toto was saying he feels guilty about talking.
There
about
was a post
so
that came out was, someone said, like, it's been funny seeing all of the drivers on Toto's phone, like, calling him.
George said that.
Yes, George said that, and because George knows that he's getting replaced,
because they're always together, and he's always screen peeking at Toto's phone,
which is not okay, George. That's not nice, Lando. You agree, right?
Yeah, no, he's besties with George. Him, Alex, and George are the 2019 rookie, trio.
I know, but screen peeking is, like...
This man has Snapchat. He is on another level of weird. Sorry, Lando.
Can we please talk about his most recent Instagram posts?
What is in the air at Melbourne because Charles surfing? Did you see those pictures? Yeah, bless the Melbourne air, because Lando has been...
Unfortunately, Carlos hasn't posted anything. He's still recovering.
He posted on a story.
About his father.
No, it was like a sunset, like...
That doesn't count.
...picture or something.
I mean, it was beautiful. He was probably thinking of his appendix.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, if you don't follow his account where he takes the pictures on his camera.
Lando.jpg and Lando.mov. Go follow. You will not regret it.
You will know that.
I would know that?
You would know that. Like, that would be, like, engraved in your memory. It is.
I remember the day Lando.mov was created.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It was a Sunday.
But anyways,
in my room. I'm just kidding.
That and then the fan pictures that have been coming out. Just thank you.
Thank you.
Bless. Thank you. We just need to study. We've like made a list of like the glow ups that need to be studied. His is one. So is George. And then
McLaren posted a picture today of little Oscar, and we compared it to, like, we compared them to my brothers, and it was hilarious, because, like,
they're identical.
It's so funny.
Also, I didn't know he was a grid kid. That's so precious. Also, his hair looks the same.
It looks like my brother's hair.
Them watching this.
Whoops. I love you.
I love you. Anyway.
I would just like to say,
I was a Lando hater.
She was a Lando hater.
I was his number one hater until a month, like 2 weeks ago.
I remember I would like, I remember this. Oh, I remember this vividly. Uh-oh. It was during like the Carlando, like I was just like, Carlos had been like my established favorite driver. And then obviously you like see Lando with like Carlos stuff. And so I just was like, oh, like he's cute. And I just like saw it and I was like, I don't know, I just like showed her something and she was like, no. And she like completely shot it down. She's like, you can't think he's hot. He's like not hot. And she's like, you literally shot me down. And I was like, okay, like I won't like him. And then you became obsessed again. And then I had always liked him, but just like never said anything because you like, she was a Lando hater. Like if I brought up that he was cute, she would like hit me. I would be like,
you're just like, something about that stupid goatee makes me so mad. It still does, but like,
why is it kind of,
you see?
Okay. And then Oscar's copying him. He's also growing out a goatee now.
Go. Was it Oscar's Instagram? Go to F1 Oscar, I don't know. Zoom in on a picture of him.
It's
you'll
growing.
Be traumatized.
It's growing.
He literally just said he couldn't grow facial hair.
He was lying.
Lando's not being a good influence.
When is he ever a good influence?
He's just his own unique person.
Okay. We just need him getting back to his streaming.
Please. Please stream again, Lando, if you're watching this.
I know, the...
I'll get Twitch for you.
Okay. Just like Charles's girlfriend had needed to download.
Had to subscribe to his Twitch so that
he would unlock the door to get in the house.
So he could get in his
bed. That's so iconic.
She's so real for that.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing.
Okay. We'd like to also say that we have successfully converted another one of our friends into liking F1. And
well, more so Lewis.
More so Lewis than anything. She still, like, refuses to, like, watch any of the races yet, but we're just gonna, like, make her watch it.
Maybe she'll watch Silverstone because it'll be his home race and he'll be, like, posted a bunch.
That's true. That's really true.
We can get her to watch on, but that's not till July.
No. That, and then we're gonna, I bought jelly cats for us, so we're gonna, the little, have you all seen the jelly cats that are like are the drivers? What inspired me was the video of Carlos and Charles where he's like
the crochet
teammate era.
Oh, and he goes, it's only the start of the season, mate.
They're depressed. That's how you know we should be depressed. I cried over that video.
Our favorite grid friendship being broken up.
Our favorite driver's friendship is being broken up. Does that mean our friendship is gonna be broken up?
Charlos forever. Hira, that doesn't work.
You're not gonna.
Why are we pinky promising?
Because
we need like a cool handshake.
A cool Charlos handshake.
Okay.
Pop my. But anyways, I got the chili.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute.
Yeah, like how people call Oscar Piastri. Oscar pastry, so they get like the croissant jelly cat.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And then, oh my god, I never look so good.
That's what I
of Charles in a banana suit.
That was the inspiration behind the other one. I got her a banana jelly cat.
What else? Is F2 in Australia this week, I guess?
Yes.
So
because Ollie is there.
We'll also get
which yeah. I was just the other day, I was like, oh my gosh, we're like, we could maybe see Ollie in Miami, and I was like,
they don't go to the states.
I was like,
that's so annoying. Okay. But he might still be there.
That's true, because he is a reserve driver.
Also
Arthur is too.
I'm praying, manifest that we meet Arthur.
Okay, I will.
Help us, Lando, manifest. Do we think he'll show up in a crop top again to Miami like he maybe did that 1 year?
Just the pictures from Miami last year. I just
bring back the baseball jersey. Please.
Oh my gosh. That was like, that was a turning point.
That was the like second race that I saw on Instagram. I didn't actually watch races then, but I was following when they were there. I was a fake fan. I was a DTS fan back then.
It's okay. Well,
we all have our secrets.
I'm glad that neither of us are DTS fans.
I'm glad.
Or like, not like, it's so realistic.
Because it's not. Well, sorry neither to burst was, your yeah, bubble if you
we know
that.
That we explained all of this in the first episode of like how we got into F1. But neither of it was from Drive to Survive like fueled that. Like if you like there was already like a fire and then it like I just like poured gasoline all over it and then I was like, yeah, I'm obsessed with this. Cause like it was just because she was just like yapping about it all the time, and then I was like, okay,
that
I'm
stupid
tired.
The Liam Payne song that everyone edits to.
I don't know.
It talks F1 okay. Type Ferrari. Oh yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, that was the gasoline for me.
Okay. Anyway, she would just talk it all the time, and then I was finally like, okay, like I'll like.
You I'll watched think. Qatar with me.
Yeah, I did.
And then next day, Oscar won.
Yeah. And then now we just have a bunch of good merch times. And it's a problem. But that's okay. I'm fine with that.
Lando is too.
Lando's good with that
He's
too.
He's supportive of us.
Exactly. He's very supportive.
I like
of
having
us.
Him as our first podcast guest.
Yes. Lando should be a actual podcast guest because he just...
He goes on podcasts.
I know, exactly.
If you're watching this. You're great. Welcome to come and join us. We have lots of room on the couch.
Okay. But guys, Miami is only like 40-something days yeah. away. Like, what? How has time gone this fast? And how are we, number one, 7 episodes in?
Wow.
Number two.
Wow.
Going to a Grand Prix.
We've been doing this for 7 weeks.
That's insane. Well, we took
7 weeks until Miami. We're halfway there. Halfway is in since we started the podcast.
Yeah. Wow. That's so crazy.
Time is flying. Yes.
And we're very thankful for everyone who's supported us. We love you all. And that's really all that we have needed to be catch up on. I think there's just going to be... I think that we're like now 3 races in. I think stuff's going to start. I really am just dying to know where Carlos is going to go. Because
I'm dying to know who's replacing Lewis.
Replacing Lewis, where Carlos is going to go. I mean, the whole Red Bull thing. If Max is going to Mercedes. Because Toto was literally like, we'd love to have him.
He said there's like nothing is impossible.
Like, and Joss maybe. And like I mean, pissed. Obviously, maybe he's just saying that to say that. But I mean, I don't think he would. We'll see.
We will see.
So hopefully. As the season keeps going, we're going to start learning more stuff because I'm dying to know so many things that are going
They're
to happen.
They're gatekeeping.
They are gatekeeping.
Or they just don't know. I feel like they would have to have a plan, though. Yeah. Maybe they're bringing up Paul.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I take it back.
Take it back. Well, me, Lyra, and Lando, we'll see everyone next week for
Say
episode
bye.
8. For episode 8, we love y'all. Subscribe and like and follow all our social media and our blog, and we will see y'all next week for episode 8.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.